So I'll tell you, this is all I have. Commit and commitment. There's one thing that I want to be in my heart, is I want to be content.
Right.
I want to be happy.
Amen.
In my soul toward the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And the only thing that can give that is the Spirit of God.
Amen.
The only thing that can make you content and happy inside of your heart is the Spirit of God.
Right. Amen.
That sweet divine Holy Ghost, to know you got heaven's touch, to know you're in God's presence. Holy Lord, you don't have to turn to these. There's a lot of scriptures here. Proverbs 19 and 15. Solomon wrote by the Spirit of God, it was meant for us. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger.
Right.
It's not talking about a natural physical hunger. The Holy Ghost is saying to us tonight, if we don't stay busy in the Lord and for the Lord, our souls will suffer.
Amen.
We suffer. We will spiritually starve inside of our souls. And when you starve, you get weak. You lose strength. And after a while, you won't feel like doing anything. Nothing will interest you.
Right.
Come on, say, Lord, stir my heart.
Amen.
Put a divine hunger and a thirst in my soul. I don't want to be idle. I want to be busy for the Lord. I want to witness for Him. Hallelujah. Your zest for life, the spirit in you will die away. Your body and your mind will decay and fade away because your spirit, listen, your heart inside has been neglected. I don't want to neglect my spiritual life.
Amen.
I don't want to neglect the prayer closet and reading God's word. And praying. Hallelujah.
Yes.
How many knows if we'll just hunger and thirst for Him and not be idle, but put something in our mind and in our heart, the Lord will bless us spiritually.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
People get into a place that they lose the zeal, they lose the desire. It don't motivate them like it used to.
Right.
This is a soul issue. It must be addressed lest we die spiritually. I get newsletters from missionaries in Africa showing pictures of mommies and their children, nothing but skin and bone. So weak that they can hardly stand on their feet. Their little eyes sunk back in their head because of malnutrition from not having enough food to eat. But we are blessed in America. We have food and clothes and a place to lay our head. But millions are walking around dead spiritually inside. They're withering away in their souls. How much do you want this thing tonight? How hungry are you for God? Hallelujah. Only Jesus can satisfy the soul. I said, only He has that manna from heaven and that bread of heaven. How many felt His touch today and felt the Spirit just touch your heart today? Oh, Lord, to have more of Him. I don't know what you want, but I want more of the Lord. Hallelujah. I turned 71 in February, and I want to finish my race out, Brother Ron. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the Spirit of God, to have that everlasting joy, to have that inward strength. How many knows the joy of the Lord is our strength, God? Hey, Lord, is the Lord looking down tonight and see us fat and flourishing in the Spirit? Hey, Lord, does he see our bones, our spiritual bones, filled with marrow and with fatness? You'd be surprised that people ain't able physically to stand up under the burdens and the cares of life and the heavy weights. They're not able to carry them. But I cannot tell you, the Bible said that the spirit of man shall sustain his infirmity. I know we have our afflictions and we have our trials and we go through sickness and low times, but can I tell us all here tonight, if you're strong in your heart, if you're strong in the spirit, it will sustain you in your infirmities. It will hold you up and it will keep you going. Won't it, Sister Sherry? I got something on the inside that is a keeping me going. I raise your little hand and praise him. Hey, Lord, we can look like a picture of health, and we can look like we come out of a weight room, a bench pressing a 300 pound. But oh, what about the spirit? Are we strong in the Lord? Are we strong in his might? Hey, Lord, make me strong, God.
Yes, come on.
Oh, Lord. Ecclesiastes 10 and 18. By much slothfulness, the building decayeth. And through idleness of the hands, slack hands, the house droppeth through. Oh God. Children, this goes much deeper than a physical house of wood, brick, and stone. Your body is the temple, the house that you live in. You are a spirit being with a soul living in a physical body. The Holy Ghost in Ecclesiastes likens us unto a physical house, that if we don't address the issues and the needs of that house and take care of it and work on it and keep up the maintenance on it, That house in time, through all the weather and all the storms, it'll weaken, it'll decay, and it'll eventually break down and fall through. I don't want to break down and fall through. Oh, Lord, no! I don't want to break down. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Lord, I don't want to break down and fall through to you. Life is greater than that. There's power in Jesus Christ to save and to bless and to keep us. The life in him will keep you from depression and feel like giving up. Hey, Lord, you'd be surprised. People on nerve pills, anxiety, and the least thing gets them down. They're full of worry, full of fear. But I know a cure tonight, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood is still strong, and the Spirit of God is still mighty. God can satisfy, he can undergird you, he can strengthen you, and he can hold you up. But I'll tell you what our need is in this hour. We need to spend time in prayer with the Lord and reading our Bible. I guarantee you and I promise you that if you spend time with the Lord in prayer, in loving him and in praising him and reading your Bible and reading that holy word, there's strength that will come out of the holy pages of the Bible, and it'll get down inside of you. I don't know about you, but I'm a working on a building, and I'm making strong in this day and hour we're living in. The storms are coming through, and the winds are blowing, and the rains are descending. I want to take care of my building and my vessel. Hey, raise your hand and praise him.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory. Oh, God.
Glory.
Holy Lord.
Yes,
Proverbs 24:30. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of a man void of understanding, undergird it, underline it. I went back by the field, the vineyard of a man void of understanding. And lo, it was growing over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man.
Come on.
Who is this man void of understanding? It's a typical person nowadays that has a Bible but won't read it.
Yep. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes.
Bible's in every home,
pretty much. Yep.
This is my nourishment.
Yes.
This is my bread. This is my strength.
Yes.
Holy, everything I need to fix me and to do maintenance on me is right here. If my windows are leaking spiritually, hey Lord, there's something right in here that'll patch me up. If my roof's a leaking, there I can find an answer right here that'll be a maintenance that'll fix to me, that'll keep the weather out. Thank you, Lord. Just raise your little hand and wave it to the Lord. Hey, if we didn't keep up painting our house, come on, when the leaks came and we did not patch them up, it wouldn't be long, Brother Bill, the old wood would start mildewing. Leaks coming in the walls, oh Lord, and the wood would decay, and after a while, there'd be spots all over your windows and your ceiling. Oh Lord, faded spots in your carpet. I want to look good for Jesus. Raise your hand. I want him to fix me up. Hallelujah. Put a fresh coat of paint on me, Jesus. Hey Lord, wash me, God. Hey Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh God.
Come on.
Who is this man void of understanding? He don't realize what his need is. Oh Lord. He won't go to church like he should. But he don't have the unction and the desire to get up and to go to God's house and to love him and to worship him. They'd rather do other things and be with their worldly friends than to be in the house of God and let God build them. Can you say, build me, Lord Jesus, and make me strong? Brother Ron, I feel this. Build me, Jesus, and make me strong. Holy Lord, holy Lord, holy. I might carry afflictions in this body, but I tell you, I've got the good Holy Ghost tonight. He's my Savior. He's my healer. He's my physician. He's my way maker. He is my joy, and he's my strength. Oh, God.
Come on.
What is God saying to all of these people across this world? What's he saying to us in these scriptures that were inspired by the Holy Ghost so long ago? He's warning us and he's telling us you cannot remain idle. You cannot remain idle and stay strong and spiritual. You have to have a constant inflow of the Spirit of God.
Right.
The elements of this world will take you over if you don't continually work on your soul salvation. Your heart and spiritual life must be committed to God.
Yes.
Holy Lord, holy Lord. I know this ain't a shouting message. My Jesus, I can't give up now. I can't let back now. Go back now. Let up. Oh, Lord, no, no. What is commitment? Brother Tommy, how can I rise above this state of idleness? I don't spend quality time like I should with the Lord. I don't take time before Him, make time with Him. I'm weak, preacher, and I'm spiritually starving on the inside. I feel so down. I come to the house of the Lord, but seems like I can't break through and I can't worship like I need to. Oh, there's something, preacher, inside of me. I feel empty and I feel drained. I've lost the zeal. Help me, Lord. Renew my desire. Renew my vision. I want that joy and life back inside of me. Restore me and make me strong, Lord. You wonder why do you have such mind battles? Why do I struggle, Brother Tommy? I feel dead, and the least thing just pushes me down. I have no strength. Seems like to rise up above it to get victory. It's in God. I said it's in the Holy Ghost. It's in the worship of the Lord. Listen, I don't only worship and wait till I come to the house of the Lord, Sister Ruby. I worship Him going down the road. Ask her. When I'm by myself, I'm praising Him. I praise Him going through my house. I worship Him. And the best room I got in my house, it ain't the bedroom in that cozy bed. I'm honest. It ain't the kitchen table and all the good food. And Mary made a big old roast today. Hallelujah. That baby raised. Oh, Lord. Sauce all over it, green beans, mashed potatoes, and rolls that big around. And it's not that. It's when I go back down that hallway. Hey, Sister Maria, and go into my study and go over into that corner. Hey, Lord, and sit in that recliner with my Bible. I pick up my roadmap. Come on, friend. I open up the bread of life. I open up that living well. It's full of water. That is a fountain that'll never run dry. I'm glad. Hey, raise your hand and just wave it to the Lord. I'm glad I'm not dead tonight. I'm not dry tonight. I feel the Lord. Hallelujah, down in my soul.
Yes, yes, yes.
Work on this thing.
Good, good.
Don't go idle. Don't fold your hands. It's time to commit unto the Lord. Commit your life to Him, your praises to Him.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
Brother Ron, I didn't know where this message would go. I knew I had it. See, we need a mindset. If we can conquer this right here, there's a golden thread, if you would. There's a golden cord, if you would. And goes from our mind, and it's hooked to our heart. And if you operate on that mind and bring it under control and keep it up on the Lord, it'll strengthen you in your spirit.
Yes.
My Lord. Come on, your eyes and your ears are the gateway to your heart and soul. And if you look at God, just focus on Him. Oh, Lord, in prayer and in His word. There's something in that heart that'll get a hold of you, and it'll rise up inside.
Amen.
We need a mindset. Listen, Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in what, Brother Ron?
Perfect peace.
Perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusteth in thee. How many believe the Lord will keep you when you trust in him? There's just something about when you commit your way unto the Lord and just put your life in His hands. You've got that assurance. I trust you, Lord. You're going to help me.
Yes.
Woo. He can keep you in your heart. He can help you with your mind.
Yes.
Trust ye in the Lord forever. For the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. In the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now listen, it's one thing being strong in the physical, but God wants us to be strong in our minds, to gird up the loins of your mind, and in our hearts. The Bible said in Proverbs 18 and 14, and I already gave this, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. Psalm 37 and 4. I like this. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight means to take great joy and pleasure in. Woo! Jesus has got to be your all in all. Can you say tonight, I want him to be my all and my all? Woo! He's got to be number one in your life. When you come to the place that you can say, he's my everything. He's my joy and my peace. He's my hope. He's my reason for living. He's the satisfaction of my soul. He's my excitement. I don't need this world to excite me. All I need is the Spirit of God. I feel this anointing. I feel His wonderful presence. That's what excites me. Can we praise Him tonight? That's my excitement, Lord. That's my joy, Lord. Knowing that I'm saved. Knowing I got eternal life. Knowing I got the Lord on my side. Woo! Knowing that I'm on my way to heaven. Hey Lord, the joy's getting stronger every day. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Delight yourself.
Come on.
Are we a stranger to Jesus?
Oh my.
Oh God. Does he really know you? And the closeness. Do you know him?
Come on.
In the closeness. And have his approval and favor. And have that touch. I know. Everything's all right. He's going to take care of me.
Amen.
He's going to help me. He's going to take me through. Brother Charles, I feel him here in this house.
Amen.
My life is in his hands.
Yeah.
You know, the older I get, the more I realize.
You know, when you're younger, you don't realize these things. I tell you, but when you get older in the Lord, you realize you need him more and more.
Right. Amen.
I need you more and more, Lord.
Yes.
Holy God. Delight. I want to take delight in him. Seems like anymore, Sister Maria, Sister Sherry, it just seems like I can see heaven. I feel so close to the Lord. It seems like I can see my mom, my dad. It seemed like the older every time the year rolls around, and I get older. I know I ain't coming here to stay forever.
Right.
I know one of these days this old body will wear out. Holy, brother, be honest. I'm in a place right now I could easily just step over into heaven. Thank you, Lord. I don't know know about you, but that's a vision. Can you raise your hand, Jesus? I need a vision, Lord of heaven. I need a vision, blessed Lord. Help me, God, not to be idle. Help me, Lord Jesus, I pray, to commit unto you. I need for you to be my delight more and more and more. Come on and say, Lord, I want my desire to be stronger, Lord, every day, every day, every day. Holy Lord, make me stronger, Jesus. Brother Bill, I can hardly wait to get to heaven. Thank you, Lord. Sister Maria, I know that I'm all right. I know I don't fear death whatsoever. I don't know how I'll leave this world, but honest to goodness, I tell you, I feel heaven so strong down in my heart. Oh, praise be to the Lord. This ain't all there is in life. Money, riches, nice cars, and homes, that ain't what it's all about. Having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. How many can say he's been good to me, Brother Tommy? He's taken good care of me. I've never starved and went without food. I got a place to lay my head. Well, praise be to the Lord. Sister Bessie sings that song. Just wait till you see my brand new home. Hey, Lord, raise your little hand to him tonight. God, let us not be idle, but let us commit our way unto the Lord and delight ourselves in him. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, God.
Good.
It does matter. Listen, it does matter. This is a teaching message tonight. I know that.
Come on.
It does matter what you do with your mind and how you think.
Yes, it does.
If you dwell on what's negative, what's bleak, what's black, what's dark, what's wrong, what's bad, you can sink your own boat by your thought life.
Right.
That's right.
You can focus on the bad and bad news and everything, and if you let it, it'll steal something out of here.
That's right.
Oh, God. So it does matter how you think.
Yes.
And what you dwell on in your thought life every day, it does matter. If we want peace of mind, our way of thinking has to be addressed.
Yes.
Proverbs 16:3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. What? The Lord opened that up, Sister Marie. He spoke that to me. He said, if you'll get busy, you won't have the mind battles that you're having. If you commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Oh my, I want peace of mind, dear Lord. I want to be settled. Settled right here. Right here, my mind. Settle me. You know what God told me? He said, son, get busy. Get busy. The more you put me first, witness for me, pray and read my word, prayer, come on, worship, thanksgiving, loving him,
yes,
praising him, commit your works to him. He said, you won't have the old mind battles that plague us so many people. He said, they don't put me first.
Right. Amen.
Oh,
that's
God.
Right.
Come on, just wave your hand to him.
That's right.
Jesus is saying, put me first and I'll establish your mind. Holy, I'll give you peace of mind. Holy, holy, holy. Thou wilt keep him, Sister Angie, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Is this all right tonight?
Perfect.
Oh, God. Jesus. Commit and commitment. I'll wind it up here. What does that really mean? Commit. It is making up your mind by pledging yourself to do something that you know is needed in your life and carrying it through. You're hungry. and you have a desire down deep in your heart for more of God and more of His blessings. Commitment is dedicating and devoting yourself to the Lord in prayer, fasting, and reading His Word. It's reaching for His Spirit. It's obeying Him and doing what pleases Him. This is where the modern day church is failing. Brother Ron, you look across this world and all this charismatics and all of this emotion and this hype. This church world in general has no victory. Stay with me. They have no real song and no real true praise. There's no spiritual life in their midst. No true worship. No power in the midst to stir and to motivate. Yes, we're living in critical times of evil. You can feel the heavy pall of Satan over the human race, but there's still victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! There's still power in the blood of the Lamb. Hey, Lord, there's everlasting joy in God's presence. How many can say, I've been to the old rugged cross, Brother Tommy, for a cleansing and for forgiveness? I've been there to the old rugged cross for cleansing and forgiveness. I've been, Brother Ron, to an old empty tomb and the stones are rolled away. Hallelujah, Jesus, I found Him to be alive. Where's He at, Brother Tommy? He's not only at the right hand of God, but He sent the comforter down. Hey, Lord, He said, I go away. He said, it's expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the comforter cannot come unto you. He said, but if I go, how many knows He went? The angel said, why? Hallelujah. Do ye gaze up into the heavens? This same Jesus that is taken up for you, He'll come back in like manner. I'm telling you, He sent the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. He sent me a comforter. Hey, Lord, He's not in the tomb. Where's He at, Brother Tommy? He lives in my heart. And I refuse to be idle. And I'm not going to stop praising Him and worshiping Him. Wave your hand to the Lord. I'm going to worship and I'm going to love Him.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
He ain't there. He's alive in my heart. Can you say, draw me, Lord, and put a hunger in my heart, and bring me closer to You in communion with You, Jesus. I can be filled and have that satisfaction down in my soul. God, I want Your Spirit and I want Your power. Would you stand with me tonight? She comes to the piano. Can you tell us, Brother David, the psalmist? He said, I sure can. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. The world don't attract that blessed man. All of its gadgets and all of its technology and all this world has to offer and its entertainments, it don't attract me. What does Brother David? He said, but his delight, that righteous man's delight, is in the law of the Lord.
Amen.
And in His law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind driveth away. Can we pray right now? Let's find a place to call on the Lord. You're my delight. If I could just round it all up right here, wrap it all up. Jesus, right now, Lord, would You help me to make that commitment, God, to You, not to be idle, Lord, but to put You first. to seek you in the Spirit of the Lord, to love you, God. You're my delight. Come on, let's pray. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
I have searched all around in the hearts of towns,
Jesus.
And I find no love.
Help me, Lord, in my mind. Help me, Lord, to renew my mind.
Now
renew
it. Oh, almost gone.
Feel my mind, Lord. Help me, Jesus.
The full of his faith.
Oh, bless you, Lord. My mind will be upon you. Stay upon
you. My thirst drives me on.
The spiritual house, Jesus.
All alone.
God, I want to feel the glory.
So barren,
oh,
so dry.
Tell him, Jim, we're telling you.
There's a spring there ahead. Living water,
yes, God, yes.
With more of you,
Jesus.
A new friend.
I want you to have my thoughts.
That will change my heart.
And I want you in my heart. Hallelujah. Fill my mind, God.
I've been
the heavenly things.
And I found nothing's changed, nothing's new.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not seeking a gift. But there's one thing I'm longing,
yes,
to do.
Come on, children, talk to him tonight.
Just to lift up my cup.
Help me, Lord.
Fill it, Lord, with more.
All of my life, my very soul, my whole life, Lord, committed unto you.
Oh, Lord, of you.
Lord,
I want more of you.
Lord, say that tonight. I just want more
time. Of things I've had,
I feel.
And yet I hunger, Lord, I hunger still. Thank you.